Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is a Monday, first Monday in the month of May. Monday, May the 4th, 2020, 5-4-2020, 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program, and I am with you for the next two solid hours. Now, today we have some interesting programming here on WWGH Radio. I do want to alert you to Linda Sims, who hosts Voice of the People, will be on a little earlier today. Linda Sims will be on at 11:10 this morning, right after Adam's show. Adam Lepp will be on with Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp from 10:10 until 11 a.m. Then Linda Sims will be doing a live Voice of the People program this morning from 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m., in which her guest will be Mayor Scott Schertzer. So tune into that this morning. So live programming up through noon this afternoon, and then I think there will be another Voice of the People today from 4:10 until 5 p.m., and then the Mike Wilson Show today, 5:10 to 6 p.m., all on this station. So how about that? Now, here we are on a Monday morning, and, you know, I just have a lot to talk about, because the weekend was great. Pretty well, nice weather all weekend, great weekend since we spoke last on Friday. But I have made a whole list of things this morning that I want to talk about. So this morning, the next two solid hours will basically be open phone lines and the two of us talking about basically whatever I want to talk about. Now, feel free to weigh in at any time, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is, do you believe that a lot of social distancing took place this past weekend? Now, I did notice with the weather changing, temperatures getting warmer, sunny skies, pretty much for the entire weekend, that there were a lot of people out. There were a lot of people out, a lot of different places, hard to find a parking spot. I know people were at the banks on Friday like crazy. Do you think that people came out now that the weather is nicer? And do you feel this will have an impact as we go forward with this whole coronavirus COVID-19 COVID pandemic? What do you make of this past weekend? I just know that I saw a lot of people. 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Now, feel free to break in anytime if you have anything to say, because there are a few things I want to go through here while we talk. But again, don't hesitate to interrupt me if you have an opinion on anything. 740-383-9944. Now, the first thing is my little trip to McDonald's this morning, which for some reason is always a harrowing experience. Something always happens. Well, two things happened this morning as I was going to McDonald's. And the only reason I go there in the morning is to get a beverage. That's it. A large Diet Coke. That's the whole purpose of going to McDonald's every morning. So this morning, the first thing that happened was I pulled into McDonald's and there were two cars in front of me. Now, neither one was at the order, the speaker yet, the ordering speaker. Now, one lane was shut down. It had the orange cones out because I think they had gotten a delivery or something. They usually do that when they get a delivery, which is sometime between 7 and 8 in the morning. So there was only one lane open this morning, two cars in front of me, and I'm car number three. Now, for some reason, the first car decided to stop about 3 feet before the speaker and the ordering window. Now, I've seen people do that before, and my guess is that the reason that they're doing this is because they're either not ready to order, or they have a child or somebody in the car who they're trying to teach a lesson, be quiet, give me your order before we pull up to the window. And that's fine. I understand teaching lessons, and I understand not being ready to order yet. But now here's my thing. It's McDonald's. It's been the same menu for about 100 years. You know what's on the menu. You know what's going on. And especially at drive time in the morning, the people behind you might have places to be. And if you want to do that, just pull out of the line until you're ready and then get back into the line when you're ready to order. And if it wasn't because maybe you had a child who was being a little rambunctious this morning, if you really just don't know what to order or aren't sure what you're ordering, don't get in the line. There's a lot of room in these parking lots that you can search what is on the board. You can now actually pull up the menu on your cell phone. You don't really need to sit at the menu anymore. Do you think that this might be the way to go? I don't know. It is, it's something. I frankly don't know what that was this morning, but I do know that them holding us all up this morning was not the proper way to handle that. A matter of fact, I think it might have driven me partially nuts this morning, because I just thought to myself, is this something that really needs to happen? Do we really need to sit in the line and hold up the traffic 3 feet back from the window where nobody else can get in, and you don't want to pass the car? You couldn't pass the car because you couldn't fit your car in front of theirs anyway. Thank goodness it didn't last very long, and I guess this is my version of road rage, because I really don't get a whole lot of road rage, but when something like this happens, it just drives me nuts. But it got even better. So this goes on. They finally pull up an order because I think they realize they have two cars behind them. They pull up an order and they go ahead, and the car in front of me pulls up and orders and it goes ahead. And then I pull up an order and I go ahead. Now the line's moving pretty good and I feel pretty confident that everything's going to go okay. So I go around to pay. Now, I know this for sure. The diet sodas at McDonald's cost $1.07. $1.07. Now, I pull up to the window, and this morning I had $1 bill and a dime, $1.10. Now, I think I've talked about this a little bit last week, where I had pulled up to the window and I had given them $1.10, and they did not give me back the 3 pennies, and they said a lot of people don't want the 3 pennies, something like that. But eventually I got the 3 pennies back. Not that 3 pennies is a big deal, but they never said anything about it. And I'm sitting there waiting to get the change back like you normally would. And I do save the pennies because that's how I pay for the tax on the sodas every morning. So this morning, I'd never quite seen this before. I pull up to the window, and again, I've got my $1.10, my $1 and a dime, $1.10. So I pull up to the window, and it's a new girl. I had never seen this girl working the window before, a blonde-haired girl. So I give her, she says $1.07, okay. And I give her the $1.10, and she says thank you. And she takes it inside, and of course I'm sitting there waiting for my 3 cents back. And she slams the window shut. I was there for like 30 seconds, just waiting for the change. And I guess she decided she did not have anything more to say to me, so she just slammed the window shut. Now, so at this point, there can't be any more conversation. I can't say to her, oh, you owe me 3 cents, or, you know, I do want my 3 cents back, or you can donate that 3 cents to your fund, or however that all works. Or maybe she just did not realize it was a dime and that she owed me 3 cents. I don't know what happened, because the window slammed shut this morning. But what this illustrates to me is I don't know if they're just overwhelmed at McDonald's in the morning. It didn't seem that overwhelming this morning, because really there were only 3 cars that I saw. But this whole thing with a dime is becoming an issue. Apparently, I'm going to just have to get rid of dimes altogether, because I don't think they can do dimes at 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, I know other parts of the day they can do dimes, but not at 7:30. It's a tricky life. You have to understand. So the question being, did I get back my 3 cents this morning? No. So, you know, it's not something I would complain. I complain here. It's not something I would complain about to them. It's not something I would go out of my way to talk to the people at McDonald's about. But I just find this to be a very strange thing, because it's happened more than once now. And the fact that she shut the window, I don't know if she... The window shutting was odd to me, because I don't know if she didn't get why I was still sitting there, or she just figured she had done something wrong and did not want to talk any more about it. I don't know exactly what happened there, but if anybody has any thoughts on this, feel free to give me a call. Or if you've had anything similar happen, I would love to hear from you. 29 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't get what that was all about, but I'm going to try to figure it out tomorrow, because I will probably be on my same routine tomorrow, and I might ask the person. Well, if it's the same person, I certainly will ask her tomorrow what happened. But if it's a different person in the window tomorrow, I'm going to ask them possibly what that is all about. Do they just expect the 3 cents to be donated? Is it like a tip now? I'm not saying that the employees get it, but does it go into some kind of charity? Which I'm perfectly fine with if you're donating to a charity. I just think somebody should tell you. You know, because sometimes you get the bills now in restaurants and they've already added the tip. Maybe that's what it is. It's bizarre. I don't know what's going on there. If anybody has any explanation, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Now, that was McDonald's. That was by the time I got to McDonald's this morning. Now, this might be, this next story I'm going to tell, this might be why I was already in a little bit of a, I'm not going to say a bad mood, but why I was in a little bit of a stressed mood by the time I got there this morning. Okay, this is the way to start your Monday morning. Now, I'm going to give you a little intake to what happened this past weekend. Now, on Saturday, I took a shower, and I noticed that the shower water was very hot, like scalding hot. On Saturday morning, which is good. You know, you want hot water. So, very scalding hot on Saturday morning. So I thought, wow, you know, that's good. And obviously, I don't want to take a shower in scalding hot water. So I turned it down a little bit, but it very scalding hot water. And then yesterday morning, when I took the shower, I kind of noticed, because I remember the day before Saturday when it was scalding hot water, I kind of noticed yesterday morning that it was warm water, but nowhere near the scalding hot water that it had been on Saturday morning. So, there you go. Sunday morning, it was just warmer water. Warmer water. So this morning, you know, not thinking anything of this, I get up and I decide that I'm going to take a shower like I do every morning. And I get in the shower, and here's where the first problem happened. I always notice, because I shave, obviously, before I get in the shower, brush my teeth, and shave. So I turn on the water in the sink this morning, and I notice very quickly that the water is not very warm at all. It's lukewarm at best in the sink this morning. And so I'm thinking, uh-oh, this is going to be trouble. Because if the water in the sink is lukewarm, it probably means the water in the shower is going to be lukewarm. So I shave and brush my teeth in this lukewarm water in the sink. And then I go over and turn on the shower, and it is cold water. No matter where it is on the knob, it is cold water. So I get in the shower, because you got to take a shower. You can't skip the shower. Because, you know, nowadays we can't get to the barber anymore, so your hair is long, so you got to wash your hair, you got to get the shaving cream off your face, you got to wash your face, you know, you got to get cleaned up in the morning. So I thought, well, I've got to get in the shower here. I got in there and took the coldest shower. And you know what? I've taken cold showers before. That's happened. But on a Monday morning, when you don't plan on taking a cold shower, that is not a pleasant experience. And you're trying to get the shampoo out of your hair without putting your neck under the freezing cold water. It was a thing this morning, let me tell you. But I did stay in the shower for about 10 or 15 minutes under that freezing cold water. There are probably parts of my body that do not work anymore because now they are just numb because of the freezing cold water this morning. But I took a cold shower, so I don't know exactly how this will affect my day. And I know what's wrong because I have an electric water heater. And every so often, maybe once every 6 or 7 months, it needs to be reset. For some reason, it trips. It's got a safety on it, a little push button. And for some reason, it trips it and knocks out the hot water. Now, here's where I think it might have happened. I think it either happened when it was scalding hot on Saturday and that caused it to trip the switch, or the dishwasher, which I ran last night, might have caused it for whatever reason. I don't know, but I do know there was no warm water by this morning, not even lukewarm. So I was taking this cold shower this morning, and here's the problem with this: when you're on a schedule this morning, taking this shower at 7 o'clock in the morning, I could have gone in there and reset the hot water tank, but the problem is it takes about an hour to get the water warm again because it's been sitting there cold all night. So even if I had reset it this morning, it would not have gotten warm by the time I would have taken the shower. Now, here's my problem, though, because, again, I was, you know, not in a rush, but in a normal schedule where I take a shower, shave, get dressed, stop at McDonald's, come here. You have to take the panel off of the front of the machine to press that button to reset it. So I still have not done that. Now, this is not a big issue because I don't think I'll really need scalding hot water the rest of the day, but I will need it tomorrow morning when I shower. Now, here's the trick. Will I remember today to do that before tomorrow morning? Because it's on my mind right now. And if I was home right now, I would probably be doing it. But will I remember tonight to reset that button so I'll have warm water for tomorrow morning? Or will I be getting up tomorrow morning and taking another cold shower? Jury's out. We'll see what happens. Hopefully I'm reminded later on today to do it, because I did not write a little note for myself. I didn't do anything that I should have done, so I do not get stuck in cold showerville again. Has anybody had that happen? Have to take a cold shower because you just have to take a shower in the morning? And does anybody have one of these electric hot water tanks and realize why that switch gets kicked out every so often? It's been a long time since it's happened. Probably 6 or 8 months since I've had that issue. Does anybody know what causes that? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, my best shade tree fix-it idea is that it was the scalding water on Saturday, or possibly when I ran the dishwasher last night. But I don't really know what caused the problem. And I know some people out there like cold showers. I don't know why, but they like cold showers better than warm showers. So, does anybody know why that might have happened this morning? Or does anybody have any idea? Or does anybody like those cold showers? I don't know. You know, those cold showers, whew, that is chilly, especially when you don't expect it. And, you know, there are so many nerves in your neck that when you're trying to wash your hair and that freezing cold water is slapping the back of your neck, you know, that just doesn't get it. That's not the way you want to start your day, especially your Monday. I'm just full of complaints this morning. 740-383-9944. But this is how my day started, so I figure I'll share it with you. Give me a call. Would love to hear from you. All right, what did I do this week? Okay, here comes a phone call. Maybe this is somebody with some pertinent information. Go ahead, caller.
Sounds like you got too many things on your breaker.
Yeah, what? Well, no, how would you know?
Well, if that's an electric hot water tank, it should be 220. And it should have a separate breaker.
You know, I think it does, because I think I've been out in the breaker box before, and I think the breakers
wore out. They do go bad after a while. After so many resets, you need to put a new breaker in.
So you think it's the breaker out in the garage?
Yep, very possible.
That's kicking it out. Well, here's the thing. What I have noticed, when this happened like 7 or 8 months ago, the breaker was not kicked out. It was just that because it's got this little red button on it that you just push and that resets the whole thing.
Right. Something happened.
Yeah,
had a power outage or a temporary power outage or something.
Yeah, which maybe that's what did happen last night. I don't know. All I know is it went from scalding hot water on Saturday, which is not usually typical, to lukewarm on Sunday, to freezing cold this morning.
Yep.
Now, I'll have to go out today and check the breaker and see if the breaker's pushed out. But I don't know. Typically what's happened in the past when that's happened, it's usually just been that the red button needs to be reset.
Yeah, there's something wrong there, because it shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't think.
The reason that reset would go off is if the temperature got too high, and then it automatically kicked off. It's like a safety valve.
Well, see, and I think that's what happened, because the water on Saturday was very scalding hot. But I don't know what would have caused the temperature in the water to go so hot.
Hard to say, but you can set the temperature on those.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look in there today, because I know when you take that little front panel off, which I've done before, there's the little red reset button, and yeah, there's also like a little gauge in there. So I don't know if turning down the gauge would help, but you know, like I say, for 8 months it's been fine, and it's usually not scalding.
It was cold out, too.
Well, so you think the temperature might have affected it?
Well, sure. You don't have heat in the garage, do you?
No.
There you go.
Well, it could have been a temperature thing. I still had heat.
I would check the temperature setting on there. Keep it around between 130 and 140. That's usually pretty good.
I'm going to have to look at that today, because, you know, it's fine that it happens every 6 or 8 months, but, boy, you don't know it until the morning, and there's no way to fix it at that point.
That's true.
Oh, and that's no fun.
I've got an electric hot water tank. In fact, I'm on my second or third one. I had one for 22 years. It was still working, but I was getting worried. So I put a new one in.
Well, this one, because the house I live in, I found out recently, is not even 10 years old yet. So I know this thing can't be older than 10 years.
That's about the normal expected life of them, though.
Well, I was trying to think of how old this thing must be, because I recently found out how old the house I live in was, and it must be, I don't know if it's like 7 years, 8 years, something like that. I don't know. I'm going to try to push the button today and see what happens, if I remember to push the button.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right.
If anybody else has any other thoughts, give me a ring here. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour. What do you think happened this morning with this whole hot water tank issue, which can give you a real skewed attitude toward the start of your week? Let me tell you, it can really change a Monday for you. And I don't know why. You know, I like a scalding hot shower, but not all the time. It's okay sometimes, but there are some times I think, why do I need a scalding hot shower? I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. All right. What else happened this weekend? And again, break in anytime if you have a thought, because I certainly don't know what I'm doing, obviously. I can push that red button. I can push the red button, and I know where the breaker box is, and I can flip a breaker that's been turned off. But beyond that, that's about the extent of my home repair knowledge. I can push the button. I can go out in the breaker box. I know which breaker is what. I can flip a breaker. I can flip a breaker like nobody's business. And I'll leave this up to all the construction sites out there right now, because I know a lot of the construction people are going back to work today. If anybody needs somebody to come and flip your breakers, I can do that. Or if anybody needs somebody to come in and push your red buttons on your electric hot water tanks, I can do that too. That is my field of expertise when it comes to home repair. I can handle that. And you know, recently I learned how to reset a garbage disposal. So I'm becoming a home repair specialist. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about starting a program. Home repair. Teach people how to do these things. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. What do you think happened this morning? Okay, what else happened this weekend? Oh, Saturday, which was a beautiful day outside. Beautiful, beautiful day. I had the greatest time on Saturday. Let's go from terrible stories this morning to great stories this past Saturday. Saturday morning, got a phone call. I knew I was going to go shopping Saturday because there were some things I needed to pick up. A matter of fact, for some reason last week, I was on some kind of shopping spree. I'm what you call a remorseful buyer. I'm that person that you go to the store with who will see something they need, but I will not buy it because I want to think about it more, because I think I'll buy it and I'll take it home and then I'll never use it. That's me. I have that like remorseful buying disease. So that's usually a trip to the store with me. But last week, for some reason, I went shopping. What night was that? Was it Thursday? I don't know. One night last week I went shopping, and for some reason all my remorseful buying went away. I think it was Thursday night. All my remorseful buying, which normally I'll walk up, I'll see an item, and I'll say, oh, I need that, but I'll think about coming back and getting that. That's normally me in a store. Now, last Thursday night, for some reason, that went away. I don't know if the chemicals in my brain shifted or what happened, but Thursday night, I was out. And you know, the thing about last Thursday night is I had not even planned to go shopping. Maybe that was the trick. Somebody called me up and said, do you want to go out with me shopping? Because the weather was kind of nice, and I think they wanted to get out of the house, and, you know, it was a friend of mine. So we went out, and all of a sudden, all my remorseful buying had went away. I was just throwing stuff in the cart left and right. And you know what? I don't have any remorse about it today. I thought maybe the remorsefulness would kick in like a few days later. It didn't. I was happy I bought everything I bought. So Saturday, I got a call, which I knew I was going to go shopping anyway. Okay, are you ready to go shopping again? And I thought, uh-oh, will I have the remorseful buying again? Well, here is why I think I did not have the remorseful buying on Saturday. Because I just had a great day in general. Ended up going to, I think, three different stores. Had a lot of fun. But again, here's why I think I did not have remorseful buying. Because before we went to the stores, we went and ate. So I think I might have driven my blood sugar up to the point to where I was just ready to buy. And also, the person I was with said, you know, I really want to go to Dairy Queen. And, you know, Dairy Queen is kind of a tradition for me. Every Thanksgiving Eve, I go to Dairy Queen and get an Oreo Blizzard. And every election night, I go to Dairy Queen and get an Oreo Blizzard. Those have become traditions for me throughout the years. But I don't mind having one any other time, especially on a nice warm day like Saturday. So the person said, after we had lunch, they said, well, after we go shopping, why don't we go get a Blizzard? Now you have found the way to my heart. That's the way to do it. So, we go to these stores, and again, I don't have remorseful buying. I had another buying jag for some reason. And I don't feel remorseful about it right now. But I did have the best time. And I'll tell you what made this the best time. Here's what made this the best time. Is that when I came home after, because we started fairly early. You know, it wasn't late at night that we started. Started probably like 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the afternoon. We got done with this probably 6:30, something like that. So by the time I got back home, the person came in for a while. And we laughed. I have not laughed that hard in a long time. And basically what we were doing was just reminiscing about things that had happened in the past. And you know what I was thinking? During this whole pandemic thing where everybody's so stressed out and so wound as tight as they could be, it is fun sometimes to just don't worry about business, don't worry about money, don't worry about any of that, and just sit down with somebody and remember things that are funny to you both. You know, kind of like inside jokes. And just laugh. I mean, tears were coming out of my eyes at one point. I was laughing so hard on Saturday. And the weather was beautiful. And, you know, it probably would not have meant anything else to anybody else. But it did to me. And it was just the best day. Saturday was just the best day. It really was. I had so much fun, and once again, I did not have any remorse buying. So, now I have more stuff that jury's out on if I need or don't need, but it was fun. Now, does anybody have this thing? Is anybody else a remorseful buyer when they go to the stores? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you my two flaws in going to the store. Number one, I'm a remorseful buyer, as I have said. I'll put it off. I'll say, well, you know, I don't know if I need that. I'll think about it, blah, 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 blah. That's one of my things. Now, one of the other problems that I have when I go to the store for things like that is I usually always take somebody. For some reason, I don't go to the store alone a whole lot. So I'll usually have somebody with me, and I am very easy to buy somebody else something, which you think would be odd, because I'm a remorseful buyer when it comes to myself, but if somebody else picks up something and says, you know, I really want this, I'm usually like, okay, well, get it, because I don't want them to be remorseful. So this is, I guess, my problem in life. So, there you go. That's how it goes. But are you a remorseful buyer, or do you have those friends who you can just sit around with and laugh till you cry about nothing? And has anybody done this recently? Just to have a good time? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I have found that the most inane get-togethers can sometimes produce the most fun. When you really don't plan anything, except that we're just going to go out. That, a lot of times, can turn into the most fun day you've had. I guess non-structure creates fun, I guess, in a way. And not working on a time schedule. So, Saturday was great. Hope everybody else had a great Saturday. I know that I did. So there is that little bit of information. Do want to mention today, it is a historic day here in Ohio, 50 years since the Kent State shootings. And you know, no matter how you feel about what happened in Kent State, it's something we all remember, or should remember. And it's something that, you know, over the years in radio, I've interviewed people who were a part of it, who were shot that day. I've interviewed, I was at the, 5 years ago, I was at the Kent State 45th anniversary. I was out there on the grassy knoll where the shootings took place at Kent State University. Dick Gregory was there. The late Dick Gregory was the keynote speaker on the 45th anniversary, and I interviewed Dick Gregory. As a matter of fact, those pictures showed up this morning on my time hop from 5 years ago today. But today, 50 years since the Kent State shootings happened here in Ohio, and you know, it was, I think we look back on it now half a century later, 50 years later, and say we just wish it wouldn't have happened. For a long time, it was about whose fault was it? You know, was it the National Guard? Was it the students? I don't know that we see it so much through those eyes anymore because it's been 50 years. I think now we kind of see it as it's just too bad it happened. It's too bad people had to die that day. Students. And if anybody has any thoughts on that, they can ring in too. I know that's always been a very sensitive issue to people, but today is the 50th anniversary. I guess it'd be a commemoration. You wouldn't want to call it an anniversary. 50th commemoration of the shootings that happened at Kent State University here in Ohio. Something that certainly made national news, but was not a pleasant event at all. And if anybody has any memories or thoughts on the whole Kent State thing, today would be the day to talk about it, 50 years since it happened. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, there's a story about Kent State that always sticks out in my mind, and it really has nothing to do with the actual Kent State event. But at that time, 50 years ago when it happened, at Kent State, 1970, there was a very popular television personality in Ohio named Dorothy Fulltime, who worked at WEWS Television up in Cleveland. And I'm going to speed ahead a little bit and tell you how this story connects to Kent State. She was a huge personality in Ohio, probably the most well-known news person in Ohio, Dorothy Fulltime. And she was an older lady, but she had been at that station forever. She was the first newswoman in television. She'd interviewed Adolf Hitler and people like that. So, was famous for doing commentaries up there on WEWS. And in the 80s, when she was in her 90s, still doing television, by the way, and she was she would end up on the Johnny Carson show, national television. She was on Jack Parr. She was on Nightline with Ted Koppel. So she did a lot of national television. Here was this little local news personality from WEWS Television doing this national television show. She did the Donahue show. So when she was in her 90s, a lot of people asked her when she would go on these national shows, they would say, well, why did you stay at this little local station? You had to have offers to go work for network or big cities like New York or Chicago or California, Los Angeles. And she said, yeah, I had the offers. And the interviewer would usually say, why did you stay in Cleveland? Why did you stay at WEWS all those years? And she said it had to do with Kent State. And here's what happened. This is the story she told, which I thought was very poignant. She said that day she had gotten word that the shooting had happened. So she went over to Kent State, and she saw the bodies of the dead students and everything that had happened that day. And she came back to the television station that day to do her commentary, and she did it on Kent State, and she got on the air, and she wept. She cried, and she called it murder. And this got a horrible reaction. People were very upset with her for calling it murder and for crying on the air about it and the whole thing. And people were picketing, take her off the air, get her off, we don't want her on anymore. People very upset because at the time it happened, it was a very controversial issue. And it got so bad and so heated that one night she said she called up the general manager of the station and she said, "Do you want my resignation?" And she said the station manager said to her, "Go to bed, I think you're 10 feet tall." And she said, "Do you think I could leave a guy like that?" And that's why she stayed at the station all those years. So every time I think of Kent State, I think about that story with Dorothy Fulltime. Because whether or not she was right or wrong to go on the air and weep, whether or not she was right or wrong to go on the air and call it murder, what that is to me is a story in loyalty. The station manager was loyal to her, that he didn't want her to go, no matter how much pressure he was under, and I'm sure it was a lot. And she never left him for the rest of her life, for the next 25 years that she was on the air, because of his loyalty to her. And I wonder if that exists not only in broadcasting, but anywhere today. Loyalty is a big thing. You know, sometimes people do the wrong thing. Sometimes people make the wrong choice. And maybe sometimes it's not even the wrong choice, but people just get other people agitated. But do you stand beside them? Do you stand behind them? Do you back them up? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. What does that mean? The tough leave you or the tough stay around? It's an interesting question. How much loyalty is left in this world? So today marks the 50th commemoration of the Kent State shootings. And every time I think about that, I think of that story with Dorothy Fulltime. All right, we're coming up on the break here, Monday, May the 4th, 2020. I'll be back in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the Baloney Song.
Two Irishmen and a one